Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
And again, I am very happy and I feel so much joy today as we fellowship together.
實在好高興，充滿喜樂，能夠同大家一齊交通。
And the worship at the Lord's table was uplifting to the Lord.
喺麥餅裏面嘅讚美，實在係使我帶到更高之處。
And as you know, I shared with you on 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18 on grace on Friday night.
大家記得我在星期五晚是交通到彼得後書第三章第十六節交通到關於恩典。
And there are just two other phrases or words in this verse, grow, and is in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在那處的經文裡面有另外兩點兩個字是提到的，就是要成長，就是在主救主耶穌基督的恩典和知識上面。
This is in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18.
是彼得後書第三章第十八節。
And the Lord has laid in my heart to share with you something about this verse.
主是給了這個負擔我要在這一節的經文上面跟大家交通。
So I thought in the Chinese it is in His grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ and we grow.
在中文的翻译本我们是见到在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上在这件事情上面我们要有长进。
But in the English, well, I read the Darby translation, it is grow first in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是在英文的翻译本里面長進這個字是行先的。
So I was wondering how to share this with you. The Chinese is in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, and then we grow. But in the English, it seems to put the emphasis on growing first.
我就在這裡思想怎樣跟大家交通，因為在中文翻譯本那裡是在我們主耶穌基督的恩典和知識上是行先的，但是英文裡面就着重在成長這個動詞裡面。
Another thing which I'd like to clarify is in Chinese is 長進 is growing and advancing.
另一件事情我要跟大家解釋一下，中文那裡是講到長進。
I know that I hope that you understand this word growing. It's not something we gain We become a Christian and we gain a lot of knowledge.
我實在希望大家對成長、長進這個詞有認識，不是我們成為了基督徒之後就能夠得著很多的頭腦方面的知識。
Now, so I was thinking, maybe I should start off with grace in my sharing.
所以我 就決定開始跟大家交通恩典先。
Because we all start from the cross. We all start from what Jesus has accomplished for us, and this is the grace of His salvation.
因為我哋每一個人都係由主嘅十字架開始先，主嘅十字架就係佢嘅恩典。
And we shared on the Lord. Our Lord Himself is not only He gives us grace, but He is the one full of grace.
亦都交通到主不单只是赐恩典那一位，他亦都是那个丰盛的恩典。
And He is one who not only gives us grace, gives us the benefit of this grace, but He Himself is a benefactor, that He Himself is full of grace.
佢唔單止賜俾我哋好多恩典同埋恩典裏面嘅福氣但係佢就係賜恩典嗰一位，佢就係嗰位充滿恩典嘅。
So this morning I'd like to continue to share with you on the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, but I will start up with growing.
今天早上願意同大家繼續交通喺救主耶穌基督裏面嘅知識。但我會在交通一點之前跟大家分享成長這個話題。
So growing is something that starts, it starts off with having the life of Jesus first.
成長開始的開始的一點是要有我們主耶穌的生命在我們裡面。
And this happens when we believe in Jesus, when we receive Jesus into our heart, when we receive Him into our heart, and He gives us His life, His eternal life.
当我们接受耶稣基督进入我们心里面的时候，祂就赐永生给我们。
This is life, this is 生命, this is life, eternal.
这个生命是永远的。
So Jesus is not giving us just a religion, but He has given us His life in us, within us.
耶稣不单止是给一个，不是给一个宗教我们，他是给一个生命，给过给我们。
It's His life.
就是他自己的生命。
Okay, now, when we are born, when we were born into this world, all of us, we were born into this world.
我们每一个人都是这个世界当中出世的。
I wonder whether anyone not born in this world?
我喺度谂，有冇人唔系喺呢个地上面出世嘅咧？
Little Seth, is it Seth? You born in this world? Myself, can I think of?
Luke.
Sorry, it's the brothers. Seth,
ask
Luke first. Were you born in this world?
Luke, 你系咪喺呢个地上面出世嘅咧？
Yes. You are not. You do not come from Mars.
你不是由土星那裡出世的，火星那裡出世的。
So when we were born in this world, we came as a baby.
我們在這個地上出世的時候，我們是小孩子，是 BB 來的。
And I don't know, you probably didn't know how you were like when you were born.
我相信你不知道你出世的時候是怎樣。
But your parents surely know.
你的父母一定知道。
So,without being specific, I still could remember my two children when they were born, but I'm not going to talk about them.
我實在好記得我兩個兒女出世嘅時候嗰個情景。
But I'm not going to talk about that.
但我唔會同大家交通呢一件事。
But in general, when you were born,
但係好普遍當你出世嘅時候。
And the first thing, sometimes you would.You could either be very silent or you could cry.
你出世的时候你可以是很嘈吵地哭亦都可以是很安静的。
And you were too quiet when you were born, and your parents, probably your father watching, probably would get worried. Why is he not crying?
如果你出世的时候很安静的时候相信你爸爸心里面可能有少少的担心为什么你不哭呢？
Why are we concerned if the child is not crying?
點解如果 BB 唔喊嘅時候，我哋會擔心咧？
Is it because he's not breathing?
係咪呢個 BB 冇呼吸咧？
Why is so quiet?
點解咁安靜咧？
Is he breathing?
佢係咪呼吸緊咧？
So in the old days, they would this midwife, in the old days, the baby born, they would pick up the feet of the baby and give the bottom a few slap.
過去日子那些接生婆就會去找隻手拉起個 BB 的腳之後打佢幾下。
And the child will surely cry.
這個 BB 就一定會喊啦。
And then the midwife and the doctor will hand back the baby. To the mother.
咁呢個接生婆或者呢個醫生就會將呢個 BB 送翻去媽媽嘅手裏面。
Sometimes, we did not see the baby, born baby. The eyes were closed, huh? sometimes when you were born.
很多时候 BB 出世嘅时候 只眼系合埋嘅。
But nowadays they say babies born with eyes open.
但系而家好多时候 BB 出世嘅时候 只眼都系开嘅。
I think they nowadays they are born with eyes open because they really want to see the world.
我相信而家 BB 出世嘅时候眼系开嘅，因为呢啲 BB 都好希望去看见呢个世界。
Even not just open eyes, but the eyeballs move around.
唔单止系开眼，佢嘅眼珠仲系碌下碌下添。
Because the child is watching, is seeing things, is noticing. The immediate environment and seeing what the first thing is the mother, the mother.
因为这个婴孩就是要探索佢周围嘅环境，最紧要嘅就要望住佢妈妈。
And in the past, it takes a few days, maybe. Sometimes it takes a few days for the baby to open. His or her eyes.
過去嘅日子，可能嬰孩要用幾日嘅時間，至會打開佢隻眼。
And then the mother and the father and aunties and all relatives start talking to this baby.
咁爸爸、媽媽、親戚就開始同呢個嬰孩有對話。
And then the baby starts to feed with milk.
咁嬰孩會開始食奶。
And you can see the baby is picking up a lot of things, so the baby cannot tell you, cannot speak.
咁你就會發現呢個嬰孩係慢慢開始學習好多嘅嘢，雖然佢仲未懂得去說話。
And it's amazing, isn't it?
實在係好驚訝一件事。
Particularly for our children born in America or in Britain.
特別喺美國或者英國生出嚟嘅嬰孩。
Why don't they get confused? Sometimes we speak to them in Cantonese, sometimes in English, and sometimes in your dialect, Mandarin, or why don't they get confused about different languages?
特別喺外國長大嘅，你同呢個嬰孩講中文，又講廣東話，又講國語，點解呢啲嬰孩唔會被混亂呢？
Sometimes parents were so nervous. They said, "Oh, we must not talk to the child in different languages because we confuse the child. So we stick to Cantonese."
咁好多時候父母就話：我哋唔好令到呢個嬰孩混亂，所以我哋只係可以同佢講廣東話啫。
So the child can have just one language to learn.
使呢個嬰孩只係需要學一個嘅語言。
But amazingly.
但係實在係好驚訝。
When you talk to them in Cantonese later, they won't talk to you in Cantonese. They talk to you in English.
當佢哋長大之後，你同佢講廣東話，佢會用英文答翻你。
So it's amazing how we see from a child, from a baby, how life grows.
我哋實在喺嬰孩長大嘅過程上面，我哋睇到嬰孩係如何長大嘅。
I think basically a child grows and a baby grows, those in many ways silently. You can't say there's no point talking to the baby. So you don't know whether he understands or she understands or not, or knows what you're talking. No, the child begins to listen, begins to smell, begins to touch.
你望住呢個嬰孩嘅時候，你唔會話你唔需要同佢説話，因為佢明白，因為只一位嬰呢個嬰孩係會慢慢地好安靜嘅去學習你對佢所説嘅話，佢會懂得去聽，佢會懂得去想。
So our brother mentions the word 慢慢 gradually.
我哋所以呢個嬰孩係會慢慢嘅去學習。
Do you know? In our spiritual birth, it's like this.
大家知唔知道我哋屬靈嗰一個出生同樣都係咁樣。
When we were born, we're born like that. When we have the born of the spirit, we have life immediately. Split second.
我哋屬靈嘅出生同樣係一剎那。 聖靈就進入我哋嘅心，就新生命就出嚟啦。
But then growing starts.
From birth. 之後成長就開始。
And it takes time. It's stage by stage, which is progressing.
亦都要用時間去慢慢嘅成長，係一個階段一個階段咁樣去成長。
So we come back to spiritual life. We come back to this life of Christ in us.
所以我哋翻翻嚟睇呢一個屬靈嘅生命，呢一個基督嘅生命喺我哋裏面。
And it is doing the same.
同樣好似地上嘅嬰孩咁樣去成長。
It is in you.
呢一個生命喺我哋裏面。
And it wants to grow.
呢個生命實在好渴望嘅去成長。
It wants to touch.
實在希望去觸摸。
It wants to hear.
佢希望去聽。
He wants the food.
佢希望去有食物。
This spiritual life is developing and it is growing.
呢一個屬靈嘅生命實在係慢慢嘅成長。
He wants to, because it's the life of Jesus. This life is tuned to the Lord.
呢個係耶穌嘅生命。呢個生命係要接聽我哋嘅主嘅。
And this life grows and want to touch the Lord.
呢一個生命成長嘅時候希望去觸摸到主。
And this life, when it starts, it wants spiritual milk. It wants milk to feed.
當呢一個生命飢餓嘅時候佢係渴慕呢一個靈奶。
When it grows and it begins to want to eat solid food.
當佢成長嘅時候佢慢慢就渴望食嗰啲固體嘅食物。
乾糧。Sometimes I think the problem sometimes is that after we are born again, and this growing sometimes stops.
但係問題所在就係好多時候我哋重生之後呢個成長就停止。
Because you still live by your own self.
因為你仍然是靠自己而活。
And you don't let the life of Jesus develop, grow in you.
你不讓耶穌的生命在你裡面去生長。
Because we were born out of our mom, out of the flesh, and we live by the flesh. But after we are born of the Spirit, we live by the Spirit.
因為我們是從肉體而生，是靠肉體而活。但是當我們在靈裡面生出來的時候，我們就要靠靈而活。
So growing is a process.
所以成長實在是一個過程。
And we are growing, humanly speaking, we are still growing. We are growing now, aren't we?
在身體上面我們一直都是成長。
And we grow by having this human flesh, this human life. We grow by shedding, which is dead, and having new cells replacing that which are shed.
我哋呢個地上嘅身體成長嘅過程就係要去除去死嘅細胞讓新嘅細胞嚟去成長。
I think some of you are biologists and scientists, certainly you will know better than me. Our body, all of our skin in the body takes how long to replace? Huh? 7 years.
大家如果生理科是生物科是懂得的话大家都知道如果要我们身体上面所有皮肤的细胞完全去換新的話要7年的時間。
When I check this, not 7 years.
但我去研究的時候不是要7年。
Yeah. How many? 2 weeks.
要2個星期就得了。
So every 2 weeks you have new skin.
所以每2個禮拜你就有新的皮膚。
Do you know, when the sun rays shine into a room, you see all the dust. You see all the dust.
当太阳嘅阳光照入一间房嘅时候，你会见到嗰啲微尘。
What is the component of this dust?
你知唔知呢啲微尘系由咩嚟组织嘅咧
？It's all our dead skins.
原来呢啲微尘就系我哋死去皮肤嘅细胞。
Later on, when you hoover the carpet here, you're hoovering most of our skins. You're sucking out dead skins.
你遲啲吸塵嘅時候，吸嘅大部分都係你死去嘅細胞，死去嘅皮。
So we are growing.
所以我哋實在係一直嘅去。
As long as you are living, you are growing.
只要你係活嘅，你就會生長。
Even though you may not be well, you're ill, but you're still growing. Part of your body is still growing.
即使可能你係生病，但你仍然喺一直嘅喺成長。
Only when you stop growing, only when you die, you stop growing.
唯有你係死你會停止去生長。
So when we grow spiritually, when we grow in our life, in the Lord's life.
当我们在灵里面生长在主的生命上面生长的时候
It's some of this process of renewal, replacing, 新陈代谢 is carry on all the time.
这个过程就是新陈代谢是不断的去进行
This replacing of the old and with the new being coming to replace that old and dead.
就是这个新陈代谢的过程是要去取代旧的而去换新。
It's happening, should be happening, otherwise we won't grow.
这个过程实在是要时常的去发生，如果不是的话，我们就会停止去成长了。
When Paul says we are his for Christ, he'sconstantly delivered unto death.
保罗是讲到为着基督他是常加赴死的。
That the life of Jesus may appear, may manifest in others.
使耶稣的生命能够彰显在他身上。
在别人的身上。
使基督的生命能够彰显在别人的身上。
And of course, also in him, this life manifestation is also manifested in him.
使这个的彰显同样彰显在保罗的身上。
Shall we read 2 Corinthians chapter 4?
我们请打开哥林多后书第四章。
We read verse 11.
第十一节。
And also verse 12.
同埋第十二节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 11 and verse 12.
哥林多后书第四章第十一同第十二节。
Now this speaks of the cross working in us.
呢度讲到系十字架喺我哋当中工作。
This being delivered to die, is the work of the cross.
我哋系被交于死地，就系呢个十字架嘅工作。
It's not that we can do it ourselves.
唔系靠住我哋自己。
It is the working of the cross dealing with that which is not of Christ.
是十字架的工作是对付那些不属基督的事物。
So we read together, I'll read these two verses now.
我会读十一第同第十二节。
For we who live are always delivered unto death on account of Jesus, that the life also of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh, so that death works in us, but life in you.
因为我们这活着的人是为着耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生 却在你们身上发动。
This delivered, this always delivered unto death.
啊，呢度讲到啊，时常啊被交于死地。
On account of Jesus.
啊，为耶稣。
We know the word delivered is used many times in the gospel concerning Jesus, his death.
啊，我哋知道啊，被交于死地。啊！喺福音書嗰度啊，好多次都係被引用嘅啊。嗰度講及嘅係耶穌啊，被交於死地。
Jesus was delivered unto sinners. In one of the gospel it says.
啊喺啊其中一本福音書嗰度講到耶穌係被交到罪人當中。
I think this is in Luke chapter 24 verse 7.
啊，係路加福音第24章第七節。
Luke chapter 24 verse 7.
啊，路加福音第24章第七节。
Luke chapter 24 verse 7.
路加福音第24章第七节。
The Son of Man must be delivered up into the hands of sinners and be crucified and rise the third day.
说人子必须被交在罪人手里。钉在十字架上，第三日复活。
This is a passive, as if he was delivered, as if some people took him and he gave himself to them.
啊，呢个啊被交在系被动嘅，啊，好似有人啊将佢啊捉过嚟啊交去罪人手中。
Just like the postman give you the post, deliver the post, and you receive the post.
就好似郵差佢係將嗰啲信交到你手中。
And he is the one like the post being delivered to you.
我哋主就係好似嗰一封信係被交到。
But did he choose? Did he was he just like he had no choice?
但係我哋嘅主有冇選擇呢？佢係咪冇選擇呢？
I think the post is not very good example because posts are dead things.
可能这个信的比喻不是那么好因为一封信是死的。
And also we got lots of junk mails which we don't want anyway.
我们也都收到很多很多广告我们不想要的信。
But let's read another part of the gospel, John 19:16.
但是我们再读约翰福音第十九章第十六节。
John chapter 19 verse 16.
约翰福音第十九章第十六节。
So he make a choice here.
所以主在这里作了一个抉择。
He surrender his will.
他是将他自己的意志放低。
Then therefore he delivered him up to them.That he might be crucified, and they took Jesus and led him away.
所以喺呢度耶稣就让佢自己被交到佢哋当中。
Therefore, he delivered verse 16 him up to them that he might be crucified, and they took Jesus and led him away.
第十六节，于是。於是比拉多將耶穌交給他們去釘十字架，他們就把耶穌帶出去。
So, there, and also we read in the Garden of Gethsemane, he submitted to the will of God.
我哋亦都喺客西馬利園嗰度見到主係順從神嘅旨意。
And we read just briefly, Jesus showed us a glimpse of his surrendering. He said.If it's your will, Father, remove this cup, but quickly, he said, not mine, but your will.
我哋喺嗰度略略咁见到主系如何将佢自己放低。佢喺嗰度话系靠你自己嘅旨意。如果你愿意将呢个杯挪开，但系唔系靠你自己，唔系靠我自己嘅旨意，系靠你自己嘅旨意。
Jesus has his own will.
主自己有自己的意志。
Each one of us has our own will.
我们每一个人都有自己的旨意。
No one can force you.
没人能够强迫你。
And the same, Jesus has his own will. If it's his own will, he would want to avoid the cross.
同样主自己有他的意志如果是靠他自己的意志他想去逃避十字架。
But that battle was done, that victory was done very quickly because he said, not my will, but your will, the Father's will.
但是那个胜利很快就得到了，因为主自己说不是我自己的意志，是你自己的意志。
So this delivered, he was delivered to the people, but it's he also was willing to be delivered and to be led away.
所以他是被交到去罪人的手中，但是实在是他自己愿意是被交到。
He delivered himself.
他自己将自己交出来。
So when Paul says, for we who live are always delivered unto death on account of Jesus, that the life also of Jesus may be manifested in us,
所以
in our mortal flesh. 2 Corinthians 4:11.
所以保罗自己嗰度讲
2 Corinthians 4:11.
喺哥林多后书4:11嗰度讲，因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
So this delivering, this willingness to give up yourself, being delivered.
所以呢、这个被交出来，呢、这个愿意被交出来，将自己交出来。
And unto death. This death is, if I remember correctly, I'm quite sure. This death is a continuous process. It's like being slayed. It's a continuous process. Being slayed.
Okay. 在这里讲到是被交于死地，这个死地的意思是持续不断的去被杀。
You know, brother and sister, if we grow, if you want, we are growing, every day there is a replacement of that which is not of Jesus with that which is of Jesus. That is the life may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
弟兄姊妹，大家知不知道，若果我们要成长的话，我们每一日都是要将属主的去取代那些不属主的。咁样我哋只可以将主彰显喺我哋嘅身上面。
So this life when it's manifested is in us, but also in others.
呢个生命当彰显喺我哋身上嘅时候，同样都喺别人身上彰显出嚟。
Do you know we are not how many here about 200? We are not 200 odd individual Christians here.
大家知唔知道我哋当中坐喺度200人唔係200个个体嘅基督徒。
Say, for example, we are 200 members of a body.
我哋係200个身体当中嘅肢体。
And we are linked up in life, in the body of Jesus.
我哋係喺身体里面被耶稣嘅生命嚟係联络起嚟。
So Paul is actually saying,that not only when this death, when this slaying is happening, is progressing, is happening in us, not only we manifest life ourselves, but the members of the body, also the life in the members of the body are also manifested.
所以保罗这里说，当我们是不断被杀的时候，不单止是我们个人自己的身上面显出主的生命，我们是这个整个身体是彰显出主的生命出来。
So this is it's a mystery almost like, because we are in the body, we are members of one another, we're linked up. So this is a wonderful thing that will happen.When you allow Jesus, when you allow the cross to put you down, then the provision of life comes to members of the body.
这个实在是一个奥秘，我们是在身体里面被主的生命被联络起来，当 你係願意接受十字架去被交於死地嘅時候，主嘅生命就能夠喺其他肢體顯明出嚟。
You don't believe it? You don't believe me? Try it.
你信唔信我咧？你可以自己試一試。
I think some of us, at least I think, we experience this.
我相信當中一定有啲弟兄姊妹經歷過。
You don't understand why when I put myself in the body of the law, I have so much difficulties.
你可能唔明白當我將自己放入身體裡面嘅時候會遇到好多嘅困難。
When you an individual, probably you were quite all right.
當你是自己一個的時候你可能都可以。
You can be very, you can have a heart to pursue yourself, to pursue the knowledge, to pursue Christ.
當你自己一個的時候你可能有這個渴求去追求知識。
But when you come among brother and sister, really as a member of the body, you start, oh.
但是当你来到弟兄姊妹当中在肢体里面追求的时候你就发现不可能了。
Well, because you find that you are not really spiritual.
因为你发现你自己实在不是很熟灵。
You find that you start perhaps hating someone.
你可能发现你开始憎恨你的弟兄。
All sorts of things coming out from you.
在你从你里面出了很多不同 的思想。
Those things are from this old man.
这些思想都是在你救我里面出来的。
But when you're willing to deliver, to be delivered unto death because of Jesus, then the opposite things happen.
但是当你愿意将自己交去死地的时候，你就发现相对的事发生。
You find that instead of hate, you have love.
你发现你不再恨你的弟兄，你是爱你的弟兄。
Instead of being impatient, you begin to be patient.
你不再是没耐性你是充满了忍耐。
Instead of being always number one, you begin to learn it's not I who is number one, I should decrease.
你不再是要做第一你是发现你要是将自己去减少。
You find that, oh, the life of the law starts coming out from you.
你就发现主的生命开始由你那里流出。
You see, so often we see let people see Jesus in us, huh? We sing this hymn.
很多时候我们就唱这首诗歌是让主的美丽显在我当中。
But when I hit my brother here, I don't want to hit you.
但是当我打到我的弟兄的时候
I don't really intentionally.
我唔係特登去打我弟兄嘅。
So when you are touched, when you are, we are touched.
當我哋係被掂到嘅時候。
What comes out from you?
你心裏面係諗咩呢
?What comes out from you? 出嚟
從你嗰度出嚟嘅係咩呢
?Or it's inside but not yet out.
可能你裏面已經有啦可能未出嚟嘅啫。
If the life of Jesus is brought in you, what comes out, the reaction, is of the law, not of you.
如果你里面是有主的生命的时候，你的反应就是主的反应，不再是你自己的反应。
So we are not talking about let people, well, of course, we let people see the beauty of the law in us, but we must let them touch us.
当然我们是要让其他人看见主的美丽在我们当中但是我们让其他人去摸我们。
It's beautiful, this hymn. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me, 在我里面。How do people see Jesus in you? You're not transparent.
因为这首诗歌实在很美丽，因为在我里面让其他人见到主的美丽。但是其他人怎样见到呢？我们不是透明的，他怎样可以见到主的美丽在我们里面呢？
I just thought that this thing that we have seen, that we have touched, like what in 1 John said, that we have touched, we have seen, we have heard, we now report to you. It is a very personal, it's a living thing, it's a personal account, it's not something that we just have the knowledge.
我就是想在約翰一書那裡是那個能夠聽見、能夠摸著、能夠看見的那一位是很個人的，是能夠我們能夠去觸摸的，我們曾經看見的。
This is the one Jesus, isn't it? That we they have touched.
那一位就是主耶穌。
Concerning that which was in the beginning, this is Jesus.
就是論到起初的，就是那一位主耶穌。
So they have touched him.
他們摸過。
They have found out when he was delivered, when Jesus was being touched to that degree, being delivered, the reaction was so different.
他們見到摸到主，看見主是被交出來。
And the reaction of Jesus was so different.
主那個反應是如何的不同。
So there's a cross working in us.
所以在我們當中就有十字架的工作。
When we are touched by others we don't like, but let the cross touch us and our reaction, the life of the law will then be allowed to come out.
當我們被其他人去摸著的時候，我們可能不喜歡，但我們實際要讓十字架去摸著我們，我們的反應就可以截然不同了。
So this is a living thing. You know, our cells are being shared, new cells are gradually being built up and replaced the dead cells. So it's happening all the time.
所以這個實在是一個活的過程，我們的舊的細胞被除去，新的細胞來去取代。是持續的發生。
So the law allows us to go through difficulties.
所以主讓我們去經歷困難。
To let this, the life of the law being tested in us.
讓在我們裡面主的生命去被試驗。
The law put you through that so that this life of his will become real, will be real to you.
主讓你經歷困難，是實在要在你裡面的主的生命成為實際。
Now we just mentioned on Friday that he is the truth. It's not true doctrine. He is the truth. He is the way, the truth and life. The truth is not true doctrine in the original Greek.
我們星期五都交通過主是那個真理，不是真正的道理，他卻是那一位道路、真理、生命那一位。
So he is 真。
他是真。
他不是真理。
主不是真的道理。
He is not a true doctrine.
他不是真的道理。
You want to pursue up the doctrine. The Buddhists have the doctrine, Confucians have the doctrine.But he does not give you a doctrine. He gives you himself, who is the truth. He is true.
佛教他有道理，但我們的主不是給一個道理我們，他就是那個真。
He is not teaching us how to be good, though he is a good example.
他不是要教導我們如何成為一個好人，當然他自己就是一個好的例子。
That he wants us to follow.
他實在希望我們去跟隨他自己的榜樣。
But the truth is what we are always saying, the subject, the reality.
但是這個真實就是那個實際。
So it is really reality doctrine.
是一個實際的真實
的道理。
實際的道理。
But if you touch the reality of Jesus, then you don't need people to tell you the doctrine.
当你摸到耶稣嗰个真实嘅时候，你就唔需要其他人去教导你咩嘅道理。
You don't need people to teach you, oh, what is the true doctrine.
你唔需要其他人去教导你真嘅道理系咩回事。
Because you experience the truth, Jesus in you. So this is, this is actually in you. It's not from outside people teaching you about the truth.
因为你已经经历咗耶稣嗰个嘅真实。你唔需要去其他人教导你咩嘅道理，因为真实已经喺你里面，唔系由其他人外面传过嚟嘅。
So this working of the cross is to bring us, into the reality of Jesus.
所以呢个十字架嘅工作就系要将我哋去带到主耶稣嘅实际里面。
In the John's Gospel epistle, it also says, "He that which is true in him." Also is true in you.
在
他是真的，在我们也是真的。
在约翰书信那里讲到，在他是真的，在我们也是真的。
It speaks of the reality.
是讲到这个真。
He is true. He is a reality. But in you, in us, that ought to be the same reality.
主就是那个的真，那个的真实，但是在我们当中我哋佢亦都要成为嗰一个嘅真。
So this working, this removing of ourself, just like a brother, a sister or brother who praying at the Lord's table, or a brother, how the Lord remove, through grace, how the Lord remove that which was not in him before.
所以呢个十字架就好似头先祷告弟兄交通道主系如何。去将不属于他自己的铲除。
So we need to let the cross work in us.
所以我们实际要让十字架在我们心里面作工。
And to let go of ourselves, to let it be delivered, let it be delivered, and let the life of the Lord therefore grow in us and make it, make himself real.
将自己交出来让主的生命在我们里面成长使它成为我们的真。
I think the Lord is trying to lead us all to remove that which is not of Him, which is falsehood, which is outward.
主实在是要带领我们将不属于祂的去铲除这些不属于祂的就是那些假的外面的。
So we do not just have the outward religion, outward doctrine, but we are entering into the truth, the reality.
所以我们不单止是有外，不单止是有外面那个的道理，我们是要进入这个真理里面。
Like we have some new brothers, born again brothers, we have at least two, one was baptized and the other wanted also wants to be baptized.
在我们当中有两个刚刚重生的弟兄姊妹，有一个受浸了，另一个是考虑受浸。
So the one who was baptized, he shared a lot about how the Lord changed him.
已经受浸那个就交通到主是如何的改变他。
Like once he shared, I had a false license, driving license.
有一次他交通我一个伪造的驾驶执照。
Because you can buy it, you know, lots of false, I'm not asking, telling you to do that. But he bought this false driving license.
我不是教大家，但是他有很多方法，这个弟兄就买了这个伪造的驾驶执照。
Because he had no real document to allow him, 没身份, to allow him to stay in England. So he had to hide.So he could not get a driving license because he had to register his name. So he's frightened that he would be found out. So he got bought a false driving license.
因为他在英国是没有身份的，他没有文件可以去申请一个真的驾驶执照。
So he shared with us, now he wanted to learn driving.
咁佢就同我哋交通，佢而家想去學揸車。
So he can have a real license.
使佢有一個真正嘅駕駛執照。
And he was caught by the police for speeding.
咁佢有一次佢就被警察捉到揸快車。
That when he had the false license.
嗰陣時佢係持用緊嗰個偽造嘅駕駛執照。
Of course, the police asked him, "So give me your license, let me see."
咁嗰陣時警察就要求佢將駕駛執照攞出嚟。
The police said, "Look, this is false, so obvious."
警察就話呢個假嘅，好明顯。
Because they seen quite a lot of this false driving license.
因為警察見過好多假嘅駕駛執照。
So he had to go to the police cell.
所以佢要去到警察嘅監獄裡面。
Had to stay there, and then they want to check his everything. He want to check because he had no.No right, so they check, and he had to stay overnight in the cell.
咁喺監獄裏面，警察要去查佢好多嘅嘢。咁呢位弟兄亦都要喺監獄留一晚。
But he shared with us, he realized that was all falsehood, all wrong, and he wanted to come when he is believed in Jesus. He just wanted to get rid of that which was.In him, so muddled, so false, and he wanted to get rid of them one by one.
咁佢就發現呢啲都係假嘅，呢啲係偽造嘅。當佢信主之後，佢就心裏面好想將所有一切假嘅事物將佢係挪開。
And then, you know, they do business, they have a takeaway, so they don't report.All their income, so that they won't get taxed so much.
咁因為佢哋冇身份嘅緣故，所以佢哋做生意做工，佢唔會將佢所有嘅收入上報。
It's not because he hasn't got the right document, but he just didn't want to.
唔係因為佢冇身份，但係就係因為佢唔想去交税，佢就冇將佢嘅收入完全嘅去上報。
You know, in England, there are lots of people who haven't got this right, and they do business. And every 3 years, they close the shop, and then they change the name of the shop, or they go somewhere else, and then another one take over.
原來喺英國係好普遍嘅情況好多人冇身份去做生意但係佢哋都會去做生意咁就每三年佢就將佢嘅生意去。去刪除。
Before the taxman catch you up.
因為每三年嗰啲查税嘅就嚟去查閲。
Then he said, I do business, but I want to report all my income. I want to pay all the taxes that I'm supposed to pay. And he just said, and he didn't want to hide anything.
咁呢位弟兄就交通道佢而家做生意佢實在願意將佢所有嘅收入上報將所有佢應付嘅税嚟去交佢實在唔希望再隱藏啲咩。
Also, social security. People say, oh, you can get some social security if you do not give them all the information. You can get the benefits.啲社會福利嘅援助。
另外一方面就係社會福利嘅援助就係好多人都係唔將完全嘅資料去上報咁佢哋就可以攞更多嘅福利。
And people told you can do that, you can do that, you can, you are so poor. Why don't you get more from the government?
咁其他人都去慫恿呢啲人去咁樣做你係咁窮，你可以喺政府裏面攞多啲。
But he thought about it, he said no.
但係呢位弟兄就考慮過咁佢就決定唔咁樣做。
He didn't want to get this money by deceit, by fraud, by cheating.
佢唔希望呃騙騙咁樣呃呢啲錢翻嚟。
So in him there is truth, not just the truth of the doctrine, but in him Jesus is true, become true a reality.
所以喺呢位弟兄身上面 主就成为了一个实际，他不是一些什么道理，但是主的生命就是真真正正的活在他当中。
This is what we need, really.
这个实在我们每一个人都要需要的。
It is coming into the Lord and letting the law increase in us.
是要来到主的里面，让主去增加。
So this growing is a continuous process of the Lord, the cross, taking away that which was of the old creation and instead replacing which is of new.
所以这个生长的过程是持续的，就是十字架不断的是将属于旧人的事物是被属主新的事物来去取代。
So we can be Christians for 1, 2, or 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. 我是基督徒一年。
我们可能做基督徒一年、两年、十年，甚至20年。
But what the Lord sees in you is not how many years you've been a Christian.
但是主看你不是看你做了几多年基督徒。
Say for example.
比例讲。
Any teachers in our midst?
当中有没有是做老师的呢？
So you probably know how much pressure you're under when you teach. You have to constantly learn new skill, be assessed, and you have to learn, being criticized.
相信你做教师有很大的压力，因为你要不断更新自己的履历，要不断的学一些新东西，你亦都不断的去被检核。
So, say for example, you've been a teacher for 25 years.
例如你可能做了教师25年。
And there's someone who has been a teacher for less number of years.
可能有另一个做了老师没那么多年。
So there's a job coming up. It's a prospect of promotion.
前面有一份工邀请是升职的。
And you apply, you have 25 years experience, you apply.
你有25年的经历履历，你就去申请。
But there's another person also apply who has less experience.
这一位没那么多经验的也都去申请。
But who got the job?
但是谁得到这份工呢？
Is the one who has less experience.
竟然是那个没那么多经验的人。
So the one who has got 25 years of experience, you know, say he or she went to find out why. Why didn't you give me the job? I've got 25 years experience, my colleague who's got less.
那这个有25年经验的就去问请了一个为什么他有那么多经验却是没被聘请呢？
And she was told, he was told.
就得到这个答案。
Though you had 25 years experience.
虽然你有25年的经验。
But you practice your teaching that 25 years as if you only had 1 year experience.
但是你在25年里面教书的经验就只得一年的经验。
It's the 1 year you learn.
就是你一年里面所学习的。
And the 24 years, you don't learn anything.
在之后24年你没有再学新的东
西。So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
the Lord sees, is the measure of Christ in us, is not how many years you've been a Christian.
所以主那个的量度的标准不是你在主里面有多少年月。
信了主。
你不是信了主多久。
But how much of that growth of Christ, the measure of Christ, is increased.
但是看看在你里面主的身量有多少的增加。
How much the Lord sees is everything is measured in terms of his life and himself.
主所量度的标准都是他自己的生命。
It's not other things.
不是在他生命以外的事情。
It is the development of the growth that we are more and more conformed to the Lord, having His character, having His fullness.
就是 佢自己嘅生命喺裏面成長，我哋係如何嘅被無成主嘅樣式，有主自己嘅性情。
And we may have lots of things, but don't let this growth be conformed, ended up conforming to anything other than Christ.
我哋可能有好多嘅事情，但我哋唔可以容讓我哋呢個成長去效法唔屬於基督嘅嘢，
無成，
唔可以被無成唔屬於基督嘅樣式。
Because only Jesus comes in us.
因為唯有主自己係能夠係被輪奪嘅。
So this growth is continual. Now we talking of another aspect. It's like stages in stages.
所以呢個生長係不斷嘅。亦都是有不同的階段的。
And how do we know?
我們怎樣知道呢？
We can turn to 1 John.
我們請打開約翰一書。
1 John chapter 2.
約翰一書第二章。
Verse 13.
第十三節。
First John chapter 2, verse 13.
約翰一書第二章第十三節。
I write to you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father.
父老我寫信給你們，因為你們認識那從起初原有的。少年人我寫信給你們，因為你們勝了那惡者。小子們我曾寫信給你們，因為你們認識父。
In English, in the original, that last bit, 小子們 that last bit, the little children, I write to you little children because you have known the Father. That little children,It's a different word to little children in other places.
在英文原文那裡講小子們是用另一個字的。
They have little children, the other words, but this is a general term. The other little children in John is a general term, but in here, little children is a different term used.
在英文那裡 little children 在約翰書信那裡其他地方都出現過，但在這一節經文這個 little children 所用的字是不同的。
It is saying John is saying there's a little children, there's a young new believers, young in the Lord, and they grow into young men, and they also grow into fathers.
這裡講到小子們就是那些剛信主的人，這一班剛信主的人長大慢慢成長變成少年人，少年人再成長就成為父老。
Fathers, the little children are born again like babes.
小子們他們重生好像嬰孩一樣。
But they grow.
但他們生長。
They grow into young men.
他們成長成為少年人。
And they grow really in life.
他們在生命裡面成長。
And they overcome.
他們得勝。
The life of the law is a reality.
主的生命成為他們的實際。
This life brings them victory over the wicked one.
這個生命使他們能夠勝過那惡者。
So,It's not knowledge that can help you to overcome Satan.
不是知識能夠使我們勝過撒旦。
So they grow into fathers.
當這班少年人成長的時候，他們成長變為父老。
And when they grow into fathers, and what does it say about them? That they know him from the beginning.
當他們成長為父老的時候，這裡講到他們認識那起初原有的。
When they started to know him,
當他們開始認識。
When they were born again and they grow and they begin to know him, more.
當他們重生慢慢開始認識主的時候,
but they're growing.
但他們一直都是成長,
and when they are fathers,
當他們成為父老的時候,
and John just say, you have known that which is in the beginning, which is our God, our Lord, you have known him that is from the beginning. It is a continuous process. You have known, not just, oh, I have known, but rather this is a tense that we say is continuously knowing him.
在这里讲到父老认识起初原有的那里着重的是一个过程是不断的去认识主而不是只是说你那时候就认识起初原有的
So there's a process of growing because the little children they know the father but the fathers they continue to know him
所以在这里小子们他们认识父但父老们你们不断的认识父
Because John is so concerned with the reality John is very concerned with the reality
因为约翰实在很着重那个实际
The truth
就是那个真理
is the Lord
就是主
So he is focusing on the Lord himself.
所以約翰是着重在主自己身上面。
So you are measured not by how much knowledge you obtain.
你不是被衡量在你有多少的知识。
But how much you really know him.
却是衡量在你有多少认识主。
It is continuing to know him.
是不断的去认识主
It's knowing him within you
是在你里面亲身认识主
And the life of the Lord in you start to grow will continue to grow
在你里面主的生命就不断的成长
So this life can be experienced
所以这个生命能够是被经历的
And our Lord is the bread of life that we can partake of him That we can grow in him.
主就是生命的粮，我们能够和他在里面有份。
So John was saying, you must touch him. You must touch him personally. You must touch him. You must experience touching him. You must experience hearing him. You must experience seeing him.
所以约翰是要我们去摸。 主，要去亲眼去听主，要亲身经历佢。
That you can then report, you can then witness for this life in you.
咁你就能够见证你里面嘅生命。
Then you can report to others this life.
你亦都可以将呢个生命同其他人分享。
So this is really wonderful because we. As I said, when we were born as a babe, we begin to look, we begin to feel, we begin to touch. So it's the same in spiritual life. When we are born again, we begin, God wants us to not just be like religious, but his life, that we may touch, we may hear him, that we may see him.
所以实在是很美好的事情。 好似生出嘅婴孩，想去摸、去看、去经历呢个世界。同样，我哋亦都系要去有呢个渴求，去触摸、去听、去看我哋嘅主。
And how do we touch him? How do we see him? How do we hear him?
我哋点样能够去摸、去听、去看我哋嘅主呢
？In the beginning, like a babe, we are very unaware of this life, this new realm, this new creation that we are born into.
我哋作婴孩嘅时候，啱出世，我哋唔系好留意到我哋所生出嚟嘅世界。
We are just, well, we see as a new babe, we see something, but it is much more. We don't understand this new realm, but we begin, we are aware of it. We are sensitive to it.
我哋一个婴孩，我哋可能去接触到一啲事物，但系我哋却系唔认识好多嘅周围嘅世界。 但係我哋就係慢慢去開始到着重見到自己嘅存在，去留意到周圍嘅事物。
So when we are born again, first born again, don't go for wow, he knows so much, I know so little. Wow, I must get a lot more Bible knowledge. Like, you know, he can talk so well, I don't know how to talk. Don't then go for, oh, I must have a quick fast food. This, don't go for that.
所以当我哋刚刚重生嘅时候，我哋唔好见到呢位弟兄有如何多嘅圣经知识，如何能够站立起嚟全球性嘅道，我哋唔好好似要食快餐咁样，要一脚踏天。
When you are born again, when you have the life of Jesus, just grow from there.
当你重生嘅时候，当你有咗主嘅生命，你就是由那一道慢慢开始成长。
Be natural in this life. Be natural. Don't be somebody else.
在这个生命里面天然成长，自然的成长，不好要学哪一个。
Because it is the life of Jesus in you. You don't get conformed to like this brother, Gabriel.
因为在你里面就是有主的生命，你不需要说要效法这个弟兄。
You know, some places, their brother and sister, they're young. When they saw this, see the leading brother, oh, he talked like this, and he moved like this, they learn, they become like him.
有好多嘅聚会，年轻嘅弟兄姊妹，见到带领嘅咁样说话，咁样嘅去有咁嘅动作，咁呢啲嘅弟兄姊妹就效法佢。
It's not conforming to that person or that thing.
唔係要效法邊一個人邊一件嘅事物。
It's to be conformed to the Lord within you.
係要效法喺你裏面嘅，係被慕成喺你裏面嘅基督。
So you are at this stage, as a babe. You behave like a babe. Don't ask your mom, feed me with some, wow, I don't know, some 燒鴨, Chinese roast duck.
所以今日如果你是婴孩的话，不要叫你妈妈喂你吃烧鸭。
You can't take it.
你吃不到。
You haven't even got teeth.
你牙都没有。
So you take milk. Ask the Lord give you milk.
所以你喝奶，求主给灵奶你喝。
Ask him to get these things digested in you, and then you can absorb. It's like milk.
当你能够去将呢啲奶消化过嚟嘅时候，你就慢慢能够食干粮。
So this stages of growth is a manifestation of the life of Jesus in us.
所以呢啲成长嘅阶段就系主嘅生命喺我哋里面彰显出嚟。
But continue, let this be a continual knowing, a continued.A development leading to maturity.
实在愿意让这个过程是不断的持续的直至我们长大成人为止。
Then you begin to touch more, you begin to hear clearly, you begin to see clearly.
那你就慢慢开始摸着更多，听得更清楚。
Because the Lord wants us to receive his life, receive it through touching, hearing him, and through seeing him.
因为主实在愿意藉着摸看同埋听嚟去经历佢。
When you are a babe, you touch very little, you hear very little, you see very little, but you will grow in the Lord, in his life.
当你是婴孩的时候，你摸着的看见的听到的可能很少，但是你在他生命里面成长的时候，就会慢慢得到更多。
And then you begin to see why you, when you go through difficulty, the Lord give you difficulty when you're growing a little bit. He will put you through trial. He will cause environment to press upon you.
你就亦都见到主系将患难放喺你生命里面，要你喺患难中经历佢。
So that you can grow in him.
使你能够喺佢里面成长。
And the psalmist say, in pressure, you have expanded me, you have enlarged me.
喺诗篇嗰度讲到，喺压力里面，你系将我增加
yeah. So it is through sometimes it's like this. I don't think, if I'm a Christian, I just like to grow smoothly. Wow, everything, look, no problem. I will grow into maturity. It's not like this.
很多时候我们有一个误解，作为基督徒，我们能够很顺利的成长，长大成人。
In fact, the more you grow, the more difficulty you have.
但是原来当你长大越多，你所经历的患难就会越多。
Don't think that, I don't need to cross now, I'm growing up, I'm mature, I don't need to cross now. No, in fact, the cross continues to work.
你不要在这里想，我已经成长，长大了，我不再需要十字架，但是十字架实在是一个持续的过程。
Without that, you're not growing.
如果你没有十字架的话，你就不能够成长。
Without that, you're dead.
如果你没有十字架的话，你就是死。
Because you're not growing in the Lord.
因为你不再在主里面成长。
So, a few years ago, I heard, something like this.
几年前有一件事情发生。
I heard something like this.
我听过一件事情。
Is this elderly servants of the Lord?
一位很年长的弟兄。
And he said, I never stop growing.
他说我从来没有停止成长。
Because we youngsters, we say that, wow, you are so mature. Wow, everybody look up to you. Wow, you are so mature.
因为这班年轻人就说你如何的成熟，所有人都是尊重你。
But we don't realize what he said, what it means for him to say, I've never stopped growing.
但是我们都不明白为什么他会说我不会停止成长呢？
Because as long as he lives, there is the dealing of the cross.
因为只要他是活着，就有十字架的对付。
And recently he said in a conference, he said, the Lord allowed me to live, I don't know, 97 or 98.
啱啱最近喺特会里面，佢话主容许佢活到97、98岁。
Because there's still dealings in his life that the Lord wants to deal with him.
因为喺佢生命里面，主仍然有需要对付嘅。
It's still the cross.
同样都系十字架嘅功课。
It's still the self needing to be rid of.
同样系己需要被去对付。
So we can understand a little bit, I hope, how young we are sometimes. We think that we are something, we arrive. But this is wrong, this is falsehood. You never arrive until you see the Lord.
实在我们当中有很多的误解，就是年轻人认为我们已经长大了，我们已经得着了，但是错的，我们不能够成长大，停止长大，直至见主面。
So I hope that we can see this growing in the law, this increasing in the law is what the law wants to do in our life, getting rid of that which is not of him.
所以实在愿意见到我们在主里面成长，是要让主挪开那些不属于主的事情。
So we come to a point, to that point, our growing is to be conformed to the Lord.
所以我们来到这一点，我们的成长是要被磨成主的样式。
So there is a purpose, there is a goal in our growth.
所以在我们的成长那里有这个目的。
The goal is that we may be conformed to His Son, Jesus Christ.
这个目的就是要被磨成主的样式，主的模样。
That he may become the firstborn, the first son among us.
使他成为首先的,首生的.
So we read this verse in Romans chapter 8.
我们请打开罗马书第八章.
We read from verse 28.
我们由第28节开始读.
And 29.
28和第29节.
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章.
Verse 28 and 29.
28和29节.
But we do know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to purpose, because whom he has foreknown, he has predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he should be the firstborn among many brethren.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。 因为他预先所知道的，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中作长子。So
we all look different, aren't we?
我们每一个都不同的。
Though we have two eyes, one nose, and two ears, one mouth, but we're also different.
虽然我们每人都有两只眼、一个鼻、两只耳朵。 但我们都是样式是不同的。
And this is what we get from our mom and dad.
我们
our appearance.
我们的模样就是从我们的父母来的，遗传过来的。
So, but when we are born, we have the life of the law. This life is not developing into anything else, but into the mature manhood, into the formed, into that which is formed. Molded is like the Lord.
当我们重生的时候，我们慢慢长大，长大到就是要像主自己的样式的模样。So
the Lord caused all things to work together.
所以主是要叫万事都互相效力。That
we may to those who love Him, who that we may be to call by His will, that we may. Be conformed to the image of his beloved son.
是叫凡他旨意被召的人，都是能够效法他儿子的样式。
So conform.
就是要效法。
Now, 效法 is like, a bit like imitate. It's like copying.
效法好像抄模仿一样。
But it is not that.
但不是解作模仿。
It is being conformed. It's to be conformed, 模成。
就是要被模成。
So this is a process not from without coming down, coming in to change you from outside. This is a process coming in from out within, outside to the outward.
不是一个由外面而来的过程，却是从内里面而发出的一个过程。
It's being conformed, molded within.
是要被模成，在里面被模成。
Yeah. I don't know, 效法 in Cantonese, they are 效法. It's, you can, if you don't, you're not, really understanding it, you think that is imitation from outside.
可能效法在中文的意思就是要模仿，在外面，可能效法中文来看，可能是就是要外边去模仿一些嘢。
It's so easy, as I said, we imitate our brother or our sister.
我们很容易去模仿一个弟兄，一个姊妹。
But this is not. To be conformed to the law is not copying anything outward.
但是在这里说，要效法主自己，不是要在外面模仿哪一个。
This life of the law has got the fullness of the law already when it comes to us.
主的生命来到我们当中，已经有主自己的丰盛。
And as Paul also said, oh, how I want to travail for you, Galatians, that you, that the, that Christ be formed in you. This, if time allows, we will share on that. But this forming, this being molded to the Lord, this is something which, not outward, it is like within you, you're growing.
就好似保罗向加拉太嘅教会去呼求，渴望你哋如何能够效法主嘅模样一样。呢一个效法嘅过程系由内里出嚟嘅。佢叫佢哋为佢哋受生产嘅苦，好叫基督承认喺佢里边。保罗系叫为佢哋受生产嘅苦，使基督承认。
So, because the Galatians, they want something else. They don't want Christ alone. They want something else. They want practicing the law, going back to rules, to regulations.
因为加拉太嘅人除主之外想得到其他嘅事情，佢哋希望能够去实行律法。
So they gone away from the law.
所以佢哋系离开咗主。
They you will never grow into the Lord like the Lord if you have other things.
如果你喺里面有其他嘅事情，你永远都唔可以能够长大到基督嘅样式。
Even that may be the best you think that we should have, but these things will not make you, will not help you to be growing up, to be that Christ be formed in us.
即使有啲事情你以为系好嘅。 但呢啲事情永远都唔能够使你被磨成主嘅样式。
That is the message mainly in Galatians. It's nothing else. Don't go backward, Galatians. Oh foolish Galatians. You don't go backward. You already move on. But then they are affected. They want something else.
呢个就系加拉太书里面主要嘅信息，就系唔好行回头路，你已经向前啦。你唔好再尋求過去嘅事。
So we can see this, like this life in us is will grow to be like Jesus.
所以我哋見到喺我哋裏面嘅生命就能夠成長像基督。
If you only want Christ.
唯有你渴望主自己。
And you don't want Christ and other things.
你係唔係要主又要其他嘅嘢。
And you grow that let God, let the cross get rid of other things, not of Christ in you.
你生長係讓十字架對付將你所有唔屬於主嘅事情去剷除。
You remember the law said the law said about the vine and the branches?
大家記唔記得主係講到葡萄樹同枝子呢個比喻？
It's in John chapter 15.
係喺約翰福音第十五章。
And I won't have time to read, but it's some you are very familiar with this.
我冇時間讀曬佢啦，但係相信大家都好熟悉。
So if I ask you a question,
但係我如果問你一個問題，
I will ask the young people again.
我會問年輕人，
because you've been so patient.
因為年輕人實在坐喺度好有耐性。
So now is your time now.
係年輕人嘅時間啦。
So if I ask a question.
會問一個問題。
What will a vine tree give produce?
一個葡萄樹結出嚟係咩果子咧？
Any? He already given you the answer. Grace, yes, 葡萄.
葡萄.
Yeah. Can you have lemon from? No.
葡萄樹可唔可以結出檸檬咧？
No. We've got a nice lemon tree at the back.
我見到後面有棵好靚嘅檸檬樹。
That is lemon tree, not a vine. Not a vine.
嗰一棵係檸檬樹，唔係葡萄樹。
What's the difference between the lemon tree, the fruit, and the vine? What's the difference?
葡萄樹同檸檬樹有咩分別咧？
The fruit.
葡萄同埋檸檬果子有咩分別咧？
from that tree, what's the difference? Any volunteer?
有咩特別呢?
Size, yeah?
不同大小?
Yes, yes. What else?
還有什麼呢? 有什麼不同呢?
Colors, yes.
顏色都不同.
What else?
還有什麼呢?
I've been eating a lot of grapes in California.
最近經常吃加州的提子.
What do you see when you have when you're presented with the grapes?
你在提子那裡看到什麼呢?
Huh? Tastes good, yeah.
很好吃的.
Yeah, wonderful. But there is a major difference between you see the lemon and you see the grapes, a bunch of grapes. It's not just one. It's a bunch, many grapes. Huh?
提子和檸檬有一個主要的不同，就是提子結出來的果子是一束的，一抽的。So
this is the major difference.
這個就是最特別的不同。So
the Lord is saying, I want you to bear fruit like the vine. You abide in me, in the vine. You will bear forth many fruits. It's a bunch of fruits. Though your lemon tree got lots of lemons, but this is different. It's a bunch of grapes.
所以在這裏主是要我們好像葡萄樹結果子一樣，要常在主裏面，要結出許多果子來。
So first of all, is a vine tree will give you lemon? No. Right.
首先葡萄樹不會結出檸檬出來。
Will give you grapes.
葡萄樹會結出葡萄。
And second thing is, it's a bunch.
第二點是一抽的。
Oh, your Californian grapes are nice, sweet, and they look nice.
加州的提子很甜。
And even the lemons are sweet, I was told.
人家告訴我,外面的檸檬都很甜。
What other aspect a vine tree is different to, say, other trees, other fruit trees?
葡萄樹和其他果樹還有什麼不同呢?
What about the flowers?
它們的花有什麼不同呢?
What would you like? Flowers or grapes?
你寧願要葡萄還是要花呢?
葡萄的花?
葡萄的花, 你要葡萄的花, 還是要葡萄的果子呢?
I'm sure you say I want the grapes.
我相信你都會說, 你想得到葡萄。
You know, the flowers of the vine tree, they are very short-lived. They're short-lived.
大家知不知道葡萄樹所結出來的花是很短暫的?
Because what our Heavenly Father, what the Lord wants is the fruits. Quickly, there are fruits. We don't want the flowers to be there for too long.
因為我們天上的主所 希望得到的就是這個果子，是要很迅速的得到這些果子，不是需要得到花。
So your flowers, the vine, the tree, the flowers are very short-lived.
所以葡萄樹的花是很短暫的。
But the Lord is interested in producing the fruits.
主是對結果子有興趣。
So in the vine, also the Lord uses parable or the example of a vine tree to tell us that he wants fruits. But not lemon from a vine tree, he wants grapes from him, from this vine tree.
所以主是藉著葡萄樹與枝子這個比喻，去講到主實在希望得到葡萄的果子，不是外面的檸檬樹。
So it says here that he's going to trim the dead branches.
在這裏講到他要將死的枝子來丟出去。
Even those branches that not bearing fruit, he will trim them.
他們是要修剪那些枝子。
Even those which are not dead, he will still trim.
即使那些不是死的枝子，他都要去清理乾淨。
The Lord said, I want from this vine to produce fruits, many fruits, but often, not just many fruits, but bearing fruits in such a way that maybe this is a special one, all year round. Not just certain season.
主实在希望这个葡萄树结许多的果子，不单止是结许多的果子，是要时常都结许多的果子。
So like your Californian lemon tree or something tree, all year round you have fruits.
就好像加州的柠檬树，一年四季都结果子的。
Oh, that's wonderful.
实在是很美好。
So the Lord wants us to bear fruit four seasons.
所以主实在希望我们一年四季都结果子。
And four seasons, how many months in a season?
一年四季，一季里面有几多个月呢？
Yes.
三个月。
Every month, 3 months, spring, summer, autumn, winter, every those 3 months, they will have fruits.
每三个月，春天、夏天、秋天、冬天都结果子。
This is wonderful.
实在是美好。
So this is a vine tree from heaven.
这个是由天来的葡萄树。
Brother and sister, if you let the law trim you,
弟兄姊妹, 若果你让主去修剪我们,
He is the husbandman.
他就是栽种的一位,
and he knows where to chop, where to cut.
他知道, 哪一处需要修剪。
Don't pick up your sickle tear and say, you this bit, let me chop you off there. No.
你不要随便拿着个钳就去削剪。
Sometimes we think that we know, huh? We cut, oh, this bit needs to be trimmed.
很多时候我们以为知道哪里需要修剪，拿着钳去剪。
And often we trim and make the plant worse, the tree worse.
很多时候我们乱修剪，就使这棵树更加坏。
Instead of bearing more fruits, you bear very little.
原本可以结很多果子的，结果就结很少果子。
So our Heavenly Father knows what to do.
所以我们天父懂得修剪。
He will trim us.
他会修剪我们。
That we will bear forth fruits.
使我们能够结许多的果子。
This trimming is like to removing the cross working in us, dealing with us, that which is hindering him, hindering us from bearing fruits for him.
这个修剪就是十字架的工作，就是这个栽培的，去清除所有阻碍我们成长结果子的事物。
So you know that our Lord's life in us will bear, we want to, He wants to bear fruits with this life in us.
所以大家见到主实在希望我们里面主的生命能够结许多的果子。
Why the cross?
为什么要十字架呢?
Why through the cross?
为什么要藉着十字架呢?
Why not other things? Can you provide me another method that I can produce fruits?
为什么不可以用其他的方法使我们结多果子呢?
No, you can't.
没有其他的方法。
The law said, in 2 Peter, I think, it just say, The Lord bears the cross.
在彼得后书那里讲到，主是背十字架。
That we may follow him.
使我们能够跟随他。
That he is the example.
他就是那个榜样。
That we may follow.
使我们能够跟随。
Now, an example is not just to show you something.
一个榜样，不是就是要表露一些东西。
An example is for you to follow.
榜样是需要你去跟随的。
So often we think, well, the example is good, but then we follow. The Lord says follow.
有很多时我见到一个榜样很好，但是主是要我们跟随这个榜样。
You follow him. He bears the cross. You follow him.
你要跟随他，因为主背这个十字架。
He become an example for us.
主就成为了我们的榜样。
So without the cross, there is no life.
如果没有十字架的话，就没有生命了。
Without the death, there is no resurrection.
没有死，就没有复活。
So we follow the Lord. We know, well, we don't like to take the cross in ourselves. We don't really like it. But the Lord is an example. He will help us by His grace.
所以我们跟随主,很多时我们都不愿意背十字架。但主实在是我们的榜样，我们要学习祂。
So there's no other way.
所以没有其他的方法。
No other way.
没有其他的方法。
If you escape the cross, then you will not grow.
如果你逃避十字架的话，你就不能够去成长。
So the Lord will put the cross, His cross in your life.
所以主会将十字架放在你的生命里面。
So don't complain.
你不要投诉。
Don't resist.
你不要对这个十字架有抗拒。
I know that we often resist.
我们知道我们很多时候都抗拒这个十字架。
Because our flesh does not want it.
因为我们肉体不喜欢这个十字架。
But we allow the Holy Spirit to bring the cross into fruition in our life, then Jesus' life will be formed.
但我们实在要用让圣灵使这个十字架成为这个实际，我们的生命就能够成长了。
So this growing is heavenly.
所以这个生长是属天的。
It's only that which is from heaven, from above, from the Holy Spirit that can be, we can form, we can be conformed, and we will, the Christ will form in us.
唯有从天而来的才可以使我们被磨成主的样式。
Just remaining time, I just want to share on the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在余下的时间，愿意跟大家交通一下在基督里面的知识。
You see, that knowledge is not just worldly knowledge.
大家看到这个知识不是属世界的知识。
And this word knowledge is a personal intimate knowledge.
这个知识是一个个人很亲密的知识。
It is a fuller knowledge.
是一个更圆面的认识。
丰满。
更丰满的认识。
So this knowledge is we cannot get the fullness if we just contend with the knowledge, the outward things.
如果我们满足在外表的知识的话，我们就不能够找住这个知识的丰满。
Because this knowledge, Peter says, is to grow in this knowledge is an intimate knowing the Lord.
就好像彼得讲到，我们要在这个知识上面要有长进，我们是要有一个更加亲密的认识。
You can't grow if you have lots of knowledge. You won't grow because this growing is in your knowing the law in a deeper way, in a fuller way.
你不能够就咁喺知识上面成长，因为呢度讲嘅知识系讲到要认识主更加嘅深入。
喺 in chapter one 我哋 we haven't got time of Second Peter, it speaks of the fruits of this knowledge that we can have.When we enter into His kingdom.
在彼得后书第一章那里讲到这个知识所结的果子就是我们入天国所得的果子结的果子。
It's chapter 1 verse 8.
就是第一章第八节。
We ask, we haven't got a lot of time, but you know, this knowledge is fruitful. It's not just here.
这个知识是能够结果子的，不是只是头脑上面的知识。
And you need to be diligent as well.
你亦都要殷勤。
So how do we get this knowledge?
我们怎样能够得到这个知识呢？
I'm not saying that you don't read the Bible. No.
不是说你不看圣经，不是这样的。
I'm not saying that you don't read spiritual books, good ones.
我不是说你没有看一些好的属灵书籍。
But this in themselves are not your relationship with the law, not from you.
但是如果你这样做的话只是从你所出发的与主的一个关系。
It's not from the law.
不是从主的，是从你自己出来的。
So, knowing of the law is that you know him.
所以認識主，對主的知識就是要認識祂。
So how do we know him?
我們怎樣能夠認識主呢?
Again, it comes back to life.
再一次，回到來是一個生命的問題。
Because the Lord said, my word is spirit and life.
因為主講到我的話就是靈和生命。
And the Lord said to these Pharisee scribes, ye search scripture, thinking that there is eternal life there, but you don't come to me.
因為耶穌這樣對法利賽人這樣說，你查考聖經，但你卻是沒有來到我那裡。So
we know him through life.
所以我們是藉著生命來去認識主。So
we read John chapter 17.
我們請讀約翰福音第17章。
We read verse 3.
讀第三節。
John chapter 17 verse 3.
約翰福音第17章第3節。
And this is the eternal life, that they should know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent.
認識你獨一的真神，並且認識你所差來的耶穌基督，這就是永生。
So this is life, in life that we can know him.
所以唯有在生命裡面，我們就能夠認識主。
It's not just through the mind, through outward things, but Jesus gives us his life, and this life will know him.
不是靠我們的頭腦，而是靠主所賜給我們的生命。
And also it says, you know Christ, and this is eternal life.
在這裡也說到，你認識基督就是永生。
This is a life eternal in us.
這個就是在我們裡面永遠的生命。
If you don't have the life, you won't know him in such a way.
如果你沒有生命的話，你不能夠認識主。
In such an intimate way.
不能夠這麼親密地去認識主。
So you can only know about him.
只能夠在頭腦上對主有少少的知識。
So knowing him is through life, through his life in us.
所以認識主是藉著我們裡面的生命。
The Lord also gives us his life as our safeguard.
主亦都賜生命給我們作為我們的保護。
Because we get lots of things coming into us.
因為外面有很多的事情來到我們裡面。
Like your computer, our computer, wow, lots of viruses always coming to attack, so we have to have protection.
好像你的電腦外面來很多的病毒，所以你要一些軟件去保護你自己。
Life is our protection.
這個生命就是我們的保障。
So how does it protect us? How does it lead us to know him?
這個生命怎樣保護我們，怎樣帶我們去認識主呢?
So, you know, brother and sister, so often we read a lot of things about for our protection, for protecting us. How to walk and how to not to be deceived by Satan, but the primary one thing in us that the Lord gives us is life.
所以很多時候我們會讀一些書去教導我們怎樣在主裡面行，怎樣分辨撒旦的工作，但實在主已經將這個生命賜過給我們，能夠保護我們。
So this is how we learn. How we learn Christ. Through this life.
就是藉著這個生命，我們就能夠認識基督。就能夠學習基督。
From within.
由裡面來去發出的。
So we read John's Gospel chapter 1.
我們讀一下約翰福音第一章。
Verse 9.
第九節.
Verse 4 first, and verse 4, 5.
第四和第五節.
And then verse 9.
之後第九節.
In him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light appears in darkness, and the darkness apprehended it not.
生命在他裏頭，這生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗裏，黑暗卻不接受光。
verse 9, the true light was that which coming into the world lightens every man.
那光就是真光，照亮一切在世上的人。
So this light is God's light, it's God himself.
这个光就是神的光，就是神自己。
So this light will shine.
所以这个光是会发出来的。
And but this light, he says, is shining through life.
这个光是藉着生命来去照亮。
In him was life, and the life was the light of man. That is, the law has life, and this life become a light and shining all men.
生命在他里面，这个生命就是人的光。
So the Lord has given his life in us, and it is the light.
所以主已经将生命赐过给我们，这个生命也是光。
So you learn to walk in light of God.
所以你会在光里面行。
In the light of God.
是在神的光里面行。
And then this light will shine through your life and shine into your darkness.
这个光会藉着你的生命来去照出来，照去黑暗那里。
And you know he shines in you, and you know he wants to get rid of that which is dark.
你也都知道他在你从你那里照出光来，要照去你里面所有的黑暗。
So in first epistle of John, it says that when that happens, when we are shown, his light comes into us, and the blood of his son, Jesus Christ, cleanses us from all sin.
在约翰书信那里讲到，就是当这个光照过来的时候，他的血就赦免我们一切的罪。
So it is walking in his light that we can be cleansed.
就是在主的光里面行，我们就能够被洁净。
All our darkness will be shown, but the Lord, the Son of his, the blood of his, our Lord Jesus Christ will cleanse us from all sins.
我们的黑暗被光照出来，但是靠着主的血能够赦免一切的罪。
This is how we are kept walking with the law in life. I don't know. Sometimes you want to see God's leading you. Sometimes you want to see his will for you.
就是这样，我们能够在主里面行。很多时候我们愿意寻求神的旨意。
Or we walk together.
或者我们一起的行这条路。
And we need to walk in his light.
我们实在要行在主的光中。
And then his light will shine into our life and cast off all darkness.
他的光就能够照明，照在我们的生命里面，照明所有的黑暗。
So we know him.
所以我们能够认识主。
So when you, brothers and sisters, some of us are involved in teaching children and ministering the word of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，可能当中有些是带领年轻人的。
Well, so we teach, we minister life.
我们是要将生命去同他们交通出来。
And it's when we learn of, when we learn Christ, when we know him through life, through light in this life, then we can minister.life.
当我们藉着这个生命学习见到这个光的时候，我们就能够将这个生命交通出来。
And when we minister life, those who are being ministered to receive light.
当我们将这个生命交通出来的时候，他们就能够接受光。
It is not, getting a lot of knowledge first. Look at commentaries first.But pray to the Lord. Lord, you have given me life, and I trust in you. Out of this life, there is light. I trust in that. You give me that.
不是要将一些的头脑知识去灌输给他们，却是要向主祈求，你已经将生命赐过给我，求你藉着我的生命将光去照明。
So this knowledge leads to Christ.
所以这个认识就将我们带到基督那里。
This knowledge is very intimate.
这个认识，这个知识是很亲密的。
It is very personal.
很个人的。
It is you who know the Lord.
就是你自己认识主。
You feel that you experience him.
你能够亲身经历他。
Sometimes we have lots of worries in us.
很多时候我们里面有很多的顾虑。
It's like a big rock in our heart.
我们的心好像被一块大石压住。
And the Lord say, come to me.
主就呼召我来。
You heavy laden, trouble, you come to me, I'll give you rest.
你劳苦担重担的人来，我就俾你安息。
And then suddenly, it says this rock has been taken away.
一刹那，这个大石就被挪开。
The Lord's taken it away.
主已经将这个大石挪开。
Though the circumstances may not have changed, may not have changed.
可能情况没改变过来。
But somehow you are resting in the Lord.
但你就是在主里面有安息。
Now this is an intimate knowledge, intimate knowing of the Lord.
这个就是同主有这个亲密的认识。
And that's why in Ephesians, this is a knowledge, a surpassing our understanding, the peace of God. The God's peace surpasses our understanding. Now it is in us. It is you experiencing it.
就好像以弗所书那里讲到，腓立比书那里，主的平安是保守我们，超过我们所能明白的。
So it is like this.
就好像这样。
Brother and sister, I'm sure you've experienced it.
弟兄姊妹，相信你已经经历过。
And this is the Lord's life in you.
主的生命在你们里面。
And then the Lord said, come and learn from me.
主亦都来学我的样式。
My yoke is easy, my burden is light.
我的轭是轻的，是容易的，是清省的。
And I'm meek and lowly.
我亦都是柔和谦卑的。
Then you will truly have rest.
你就能够得安息。
So we are learning.
我们一起学习。
The Lord said, come and learn intimately, learn from me.
主是呼召我们来亲近，去亲密认识我。
So this is really knowing him, and there are the ways that we can know him is through dealings.
这个就是认识，另外一个方法去认识主，就是要被对付。
So you know there are lots of examples in the Bible.
大家知道在圣经里面有很多的例子。
In Hebrews, also in Hebrews 12, it says of the dealing as sons.
在希伯来书第十二章那里讲到，是讲到要管教儿子。
So these dealings will give us the real knowledge.
这个管教就能够使我们得这个真的知识。
This dealing will cause growth in us.
这个管教能够使我们成长。
This growth is the growing of the law, particulars of his holiness, particulars of his character.
这个成长就是要使我们成长到主的样式，那个圣洁。
So we don't know the law. So the Lord said, I'm going to deal with you because you are my son.
很多时候我们说我们不识主，但是主就是要管教我们，因为我们是他的儿子。
Because when we were saved, we are saved as sons.
因为我们被拯救的时候， 我们是成为了他的儿子。
The prodigal son became not a servant. The prodigal son be also still the father's son.
那个浪子仍然是一个儿子，不再是奴仆。
Though he wanted to be a servant.
虽然很多时候我们宁愿作为奴仆。
Because when he was going back, according to their rules in the Jews, if you are a prodigal son, a 败家仔, who have wasted the father's things, you come back and you face, or in Chinese, or 台堂啦, but they face what they call is kazat, something like that, K-A-Z-Z-A-H. They will face this father's rejection, excommunication.
原来在当时的习俗里面，当这个浪子回来家的时候， 这个浪子就要面对这个父的严惩。
Excommunication, rejection.
是被这个父拒绝的。赶出去。赶绝的。
But we see a different picture.
但是在圣经里面我们看到另一幅图画。
We don't see the father waiting, sitting there, very firm face. This son coming back, okay. So I'm going to give you the kasat, give you this excommunication.
我们不是看到这个父亲很严肃的、很恶的坐在这里，去等这个儿子，是要去赶这个浪子出去。
The father, we read, ran towards him.
我哋佢係見到呢個父係匆忙嘅，係走出去擁抱呢個兒子。
And the father will not run to a prodigal son。
通常一個父係唔會向一個浪子嚟去走去擁抱佢嘅。
He will just wait for him to come。
佢只會喺度等佢翻嚟。
But this father, he ran to him and embraced him, he kissed him. So this is a wonderful the fact that the father wants him to treat him not as a servant, but rather treat him as a son that was lost but found, dead but now alive.
但是这个父亲不是在这里等他将他赶绝，他是赶忙走去拥抱他与他亲嘴。因为在这里我们就看到这个例子，这个父亲是如何是爱这个失而复得死过翻生的儿子。
So one that is saved, one that is brought from death to life, one that was lost but found.
这个失而复得由死里复活的儿子，他不再是不是要看他为一个奴仆，他是看他为儿子。
In Ephesians it says that we were sons of disobedience before.
在以弗所书那里讲到我们从前是悖逆之子。
Now we are not.
我们现在却不是。
We are being brought, we are being saved, we are now sons of obedience.
我们已经被拯救过来，已经成为了一个信服的儿子。
So these dealings comes in.
所以呢啲嘅管教，呢嘅對付來臨。
Is from love。
係因著愛嘅緣故。
If he wanted to cast us away, he should have done it long time ago when we came back。
如果主係要將我哋趕絕嘅話，佢一早已經可以將我哋趕絕啦。
But no, he loves us。
但係主愛我哋。
He treats us as his sons。
佢待我哋為兒子。
And he will continue to chasten us so that we will get to know him。
佢會繼續去管教我哋，使我哋能夠更像佢自己嘅兒子。
Particular of his holiness。
要學佢一樣聖潔。
The sonship, this is what God wants in us, a sonship. He saves us as sons。
呢個作兒子嘅得兒子嘅名分就係主希望得到嘅。
And this son needs to grow. It cannot be a baby。
呢個兒子需要長大，唔能夠再係嬰孩。
It needs to grow up。
一定要長大成人。
To the point。
到一個地步。
As in Galatians they say。
好似加拉太書講。
That he can receive sonship。
佢能夠作兒子。
And there is this
得兒子嘅名分。
And this ceremony they have。
呢一個嘅儀式。儀式。
In the Jews。
喺猶太人嘅儀式。
Bar mitzvah。呢個。It's to a point that he will be presented as a grown-up son.
在这个犹太人的仪式里面，就一个仪式，就是将这个儿子能够去
成人，
这个成人的仪式，是将
经过这个成人
的
仪式，
要经过这个成人的仪式，将这个儿子去表露出来。
So this son is mature. He can take responsibility. He can take decision.
所以这个儿子是成熟了，能够作决定了。
So there is this waiting for us.
所以在这里有一段时间是需要等候的。
We are waiting for this time when we can be adopted, we can be presented.
我们就是等待这个我们能够被称为儿子名分的一个时候。
Adoption is not like Chinese, we adopt somebody.As a child, but adoption is properly means that he presented, he will present us as sons.
喺呢度呢个领养呢个字唔系讲到我哋领养一个儿子，佢系讲到我哋能够被主能够系表露出嚟。
So the son is growing. We grow. We need to grow as sons.
所以我哋实在要好似儿子咁样去成长。
Until we are grown up.
直至我哋长大成人。
Because there is a waiting, there is a one day we will appear. The liberty, the glorious liberty of sons will appear one day. And the Father is doing this in us now.
因为有一日我哋就能够得到呢个荣耀嘅自由作儿子嘅名分。
嘅顯現。
就係能夠顯現出嚟。
And all the creation groans at the moment. They're groaning for us.
萬物都喺度嘆息，因著我哋嘅緣故。
They want to see us having this liberty, glorious liberty, being set free from this bondage.
萬物都係能夠希望能夠見證到我哋從做奴仆中能夠得到呢個榮耀嘅自由，彰顯出嚟。
Sons are liberated.
所以兒子係被釋放出嚟。
Sons are at liberty.
兒子得自由。
Only servants are born in bondage.
唯有奴仆係被鎖起嚟嘅啫。
So you and I, when we are into the law, growing, we have liberty. We know, begin to know what is the liberty of Christ.
所以你同我，當我哋喺主裏面成長嘅時候，我哋就慢慢懂得喺基督裏面嘅自由係如何一回事。
We begin to know this life sets us free. The Son of God, He said, Son of Man sets you free. You'll be free indeed. The truth sets you free is not the true doctrine, but the truth that Himself.
呢個兒子得自由，真理得自由，我哋就見到實在係呢個兒子嗰個真實使我哋得自由。
Brothers and sisters, how often we are in bondage？
弟兄姊妹我哋如何係時常被罪係捆綁咧
？Bondage just 係捆
綁。我哋係被捆綁咧。
All sorts of things can bondage。
好多事情可以捆綁我哋。
That we become very bound。
我哋就被束住。
Our life is not set free.
我哋嘅生命冇自由。
But then you grow in the Lord.
但系我哋喺主里面成长。
He will chasten you.
佢会管教我哋。
And that because he wants us one day to appear in the glorious liberty of sons.
因为佢希望我哋有一日能够得到儿子嗰个荣耀嘅自由。
This glory is that of the Lord.
这个自由就是从主而来的。
So knowledge is something, not just knowledge is pointing us towards the law, it's the law's knowledge.
所以这个知识是指向我们的主，这个知识就是主自己。
This dealing in us, then we'll know him through this dealing.
藉住呢個管教，我哋就能夠認識我哋嘅主。
Oh, there are lots of examples. We have Jacob, we have Peter, we have Paul. They all went through dealings.
我哋喺聖經裏面好多嘅例子，有雅各、有彼得、有保羅，佢哋每一個都係被對付、被管教嘅。
Basically, the dealing is to deal with our self life.
這個對付就係對付我哋己嗰嘅生命。
You know, Jacob is a typical example of how strong he is in himself. How strong he is. He was born as a supplanter. It's someone who cheats, someone who play tricks on others.
雅各出生嚟就係嗰個狡猾找住嗰一個。
But then, at the end, when he died, before he died, Hebrews describe him as one who is so weak. With, say, by faith,He worshipped God on top of his staff. He worshipped God.
但是他在死之前他是见到他软弱的那一面他是靠着他的杖敬拜神。
I just feel that this is a wonderful picture.
我实在见到这幅图画实在觉得很美丽。
And before he was so strong, oh, he wanted to grab and cheat, but now he's been dealt with. He hasn't got any strength from the self-life. So he held on to that staff, which was the symbol of him being touched, broken by the law.
之前他如何的刚硬，但是现在主是对付他，使他软弱，是唯有靠着这个杖来去敬拜神。这个杖就是代表着他已经被对付。
Broken.
他已经被破碎。
So, brother and sister, the dealing is like that. When you come through dealings, your self-life is removed. It's a bit removed sometimes, takes time, and you're removed, and you worship God in a different way. You know, the picture is totally different. You're no longer the strong person you were.
所以弟兄姊妹當你被對付的時候當你慢慢被對付你的舊我被挪開的時候你敬拜神的方法也不同 嗰幅图画系如何嘅美丽。
You are weak. You know you have your self life has been dealt with.
你知道你个己已经被对付。你知你自己系如何软弱。
And by faith you worship God.
你因着信你能够去敬拜神。
And you held on to the staff, that the staff is a symbol, it's the experience of you being dealt with by God.
你依靠呢一个杖，呢个杖就系你已经被神对付嗰个嘅标记。
Brother and sister, that may the Lord work in us in such a way.
弟兄姊妹实在愿意主喺呢一方面能够作工。
That he can fulfill his purpose in us.
使佢能够成就喺我哋身上面嘅旨意。
We close in prayer. We ask the brother to pray. Okay.
亲爱天父感谢你俾我哋嘅话。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
实在你系教导我哋要喺你自己嘅知识同埋真理上面有长进。
And you're teaching us to grow in your knowledge, the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ and His grace.
主我哋实在唔知点样去成长。
Lord, we do not know how to grow.
但系你话过你系葡萄树我哋系枝子。
But you said you are the vine, we are the branches.
离开你，我哋不能作什么。
Apart from you, we can do nothing.
主实在求你俾我哋见到你喺我哋里面嘅生命。
Lord, we pray that you can cause us to see your life within us.
实在叫我哋更加去看见基督已经住喺我哋心里面。
And to see that Christ dwells in us.
叫我哋能够藉住你自己你十字架对付使我哋一日一日咁慢慢嘅成长。
That through the working of the cross that we dealt with and grow daily before you.
主实在叫我哋看见即系唯有系靠住你嘅恩典。我哋只可以能够成长。
That we see that it's by your grace that we grow in you.
主亦都我哋盼望嗰一日我哋能够得到儿子嗰个荣耀嗰个自由彰显出嚟。
Lord, that we hope for the day when we will appear in this glorious liberty of the sons.
实在叫我哋看见呢个标杆叫我哋可以直跑。
That we may see this goal and we will run towards the goal.
叫我哋喺我哋嘅生活里面殷勤。
That we may be diligent in our life, daily lives.
更加与主能够亲近更加去认识主。
That we may draw near to you and know you more.
主实在求你喺我哋身上面开恩。
Lord, that you show grace upon us.
实在叫我哋能够长大成人满有基督长成嘅身量。
That we may grow into the mature manhood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主实在感谢你过去呢几日嘅话。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
求主你继续叫你嘅话喺我哋心里面动工。
That your word may continue to work in us.
使我哋真系可以能够成长直至我哋见你嗰一面。
That we may grow until we see you face to face.
愿荣耀颂赞都归俾你。
May glory and praise be unto you.
祈祷系奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。
Pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.